The following is a podcast presentation of the Joshua Baptist Church, but more specifically, the youth department.
Hi, thanks for tuning in today. Take your Bibles to John chapter 4. As you're turning to John chapter 4, I want to encourage you something. I was speaking to a friend of mine, a missionary in Thailand, and he was telling me a story of a young girl who he had the privilege of talking to about the Bible, and she really didn't know that much about it. And he was teaching her about the story of the three Hebrew children. And he told her that they were heroic because they didn't bow down to the idol that the king had made. And she was just in amazement that those young men would not bow down to an idol. And that is such a familiar story to us because we've heard it preached so often. We heard it in Sunday school growing up. But he told me, he said, it's a shame how spoiled we get having the opportunity to be around the Word of God all the time. And it really is. And so as we go to John chapter 4 today, make sure that you've obviously made an effort to listen to this podcast. You obviously are making an effort to read your Bible and study your Bible. But make sure that we love this time and we appreciate this time, because there's a lot of people around the world that don't have this time to study the Bible. And so with that in mind, John chapter 4, we'll read verse 7 on down through the end of our passage. The Bible says, "There cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus saith unto her, Give me to drink. For his disciples were gone away unto the city to buy meat. Then saith the woman of Samaria unto him, How is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealing with the Samaritans. Jesus answered and said unto her, If thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, Give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. The woman saith unto him, Sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou the living water? Art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us this well, and drank thereof himself, and his children, and his cattle? Jesus answered and said unto her, Whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again, but whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. The woman saith unto him, Sir, give me this water, that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw.
You see, today we're going to look at this thought, living water. Yesterday I was out in the yard and I was working, and I was mowing the yard, and we'd had some storms come through recently, and so I had some tree branches that had fallen down in the yard, and so it made me unable to mow over those spots. And so as I was going, occasionally I would have to get off the mower and drag these limbs out of the way so that the mower could mow the grass underneath. Well, I was doing that, and there was one limb that was kind of still hanging up in the tree. And when I say a limb, I mean, this thing was very, very large. And so it took me a little while to finally break it off, and I picked up the trunk end of the tree. And when I say it's a large limb, I mean the limb itself was about the size of a normal-sized tree, and so it was very big. And I'm saying this to make myself sound a little bit more respectable, because I began to drag this limb, and I was exhausted. I don't think I quite really understood how heavy it was when I picked it up until I had finally lifted it. And as I lifted it, I just said, well, I've already done the hard part, now I'll just drag it. And so I began to drag the limb, and I had about 50 yards to drag it. And so I, one step at a time, pulling it as hard as I could, I finally got to the point where I was going to drop the limb, and I dropped it. Now, as I was dragging the limb, I could feel that I was getting very tired. But the way my mind works is, well, if I drop it now, I'll just have to pick it up again. And so I'll just be a little more tired by the end of it by getting over there and not having taken a break. So I drag this limb the 50 yards, and maybe it's because I'm grossly out of shape. I'm not quite sure. But I know I was exhausted by the end of it. When I dropped that limb, I began to breathe very heavily. I tried walking and getting back on the mower, and I couldn't. And I really felt like I was going to hyperventilate. I was breathing so hard. If you'd have seen me, you'd have been laughing at me. I'm quite sure of that. It was very, very, very exhausting, the work that I had done. And so as I did this work, I finally realized, man, I'm super tired. So I go in and I sit down on the couch because I figure if I'm in the air and I'm sitting down, I can kind of catch my breath. I can kind of rest a little bit and take a break and then get back to it. Well, I went inside and my wife Amy saw that I was really, really breathing and really, really exhausted. And so she said, are you okay? Is there anything I can do for you? Can I get you a drink? And so she saw that I was really hurting, and her very first thought was, can I get you a drink? The reason is because at that point in time, I needed a drink probably worse than I needed a steak. I needed a drink worse than I needed chocolate. I needed a drink because I was thirsting. I was exhausted. And really, as we read this passage today, Jesus looks at this woman, and his first thought was not to give her chocolate, because we know every woman loves chocolate. His first thought was not to cook her a steak, but his first thought was, you need water. And it just so happened that they were standing at a well, and it made a perfect little picture illustration of who Christ was and what he could do in her life. But Christ said, as he looked at her, I am living water, and I can give that to you. Later on in the book of John, in John chapter 7, verse 38, the Bible says, he that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. When we believe on Christ, the Bible teaches that out of our bellies, or out of our life, will flow this river of living water. In other words, Christ will pour out all over everyone around us. When we see people around town, or when we're at our job, or when we're at school, do we recognize the fact that they ought to see Christ in us, but that they need Christ? See, their great need is not chocolate or steak. Their great need is living water. And so we are called to share Christ with them. We're called to have lifestyle evangelism, which is living the life so that people can see us. But it's also to confront them with their need for salvation and tell them, just like Christ told this woman, how bad they truly need this living water. As we always say, remember, it is only going to be more difficult to tune in tomorrow, so make the decision to tune in today.